Thank you for having us, Maranatha. This is just wonderful to be able to worship and to share our story once again. We're excited to just share with other believers wherever we can to just show them how God has been working. And as Mary Jo said, a mission starts wherever you are, leaving your house door. And we just see ourselves being transplanted, really, from our community and our situation to another place, and we'll explain our journey towards that. So, yeah, we are Jason and Chan Hebert. We are excited to share where God has been leading our family this past year. We married 14 years, have 4 children. Tyler 7, Jalen is 6, Kayla is 4, and Jasmine is 3.
I have attended the Emmanuel Evangelical Free Church in Steinbach for my entire life, and Jason has attended for the past 17 years. And we have loved being involved in our local church, and we have been involved in senior high youth. We took a few missions trips with our youth group. We were involved in Awana and also the college and career in our church.
Yeah, this past year and a half, our prayer has been, God, where do you want our family? God, we're willing to serve and go where you want us. We're hoping it's here to stay in Steinbach, but we are open to your leading. And that's it's a scary thing to do. It's just saying, God, you know, that's when the doors started to open for us. And we sometimes wanted to close these doors, but God kept making it very clear that he had bigger plans for family and where he wanted us to go. So we kept trusting in faith.
We were able to go to Cuba in January of 2010 with Ambassadors for Christ Canada, with Brian and Linda Hamilton. We got to live with a local pastor and visit local house churches. It was amazing. And after this trip, we truly felt the blinders had been removed from our eyes, and we just really desired to be more open to God's leading in our lives. And instead of us planning our life, we really surrendered and said, God, where do you want us? He was very clear through reading the scripture, and he was very clear. He spoke very loudly to us at times.
Yeah. Days after we returned from Cuba, Rich Peachy had spoken in our church. Rich is the personnel director for the EFCCM. And next slide, please, if possible. This is our prayer card. And we always joke that this prayer card is usually other people on our fridge. So to actually see this card on, you know, hear that that's going to be on a lot of other people's fridges is kind of a little bit unsettling for us in some ways, but it's exciting. So,
okay, just one quick story. Talking to Mary Jo, I was saying this morning, when we walked into another church that we were speaking at a few weeks ago, they greeted us at the door and they said, oh, are you the missionary family that's here to speak today? And we kind of felt like looking behind us and, oh, yeah, I guess we are the missionary family. It feels really odd to be now considered the missionaries, you know, and like Jason said, God's just changing our location. We're still the same people, just changing, sending us far away.
The EFCCM is the international ministry arm of the Evangelical Free Church of Canada. It is a faith mission where each missionary raises their own teams, who provide prayer and financial support. We had shared our testimony with Rich, and he informed us of the various ministry opportunities within the EFCCM. We were believing and hoping that this would just involve some short-term ministry. We had been offered to go on a short-term trip through them. He told us about the different opportunities in Bolivia, and we went home that night and laughed and said that would be the day that we would move to Bolivia. After corresponding with Rich for 2 months, he had actually asked us if we consider taking a short team down to Bolivia in November. After prayerful consideration, we decided it was our direction, leading us to Cuba again with AFC.
Going to Cuba with EFC, with Ambassadors for Christ, that felt safe to us. That was our plan, and it made sense with a young family to stay in Steinbach and just to do local trips. I mean, not local, stay in Steinbach and do like short-term trips. Sorry, I'm losing my spot here. Before we had the opportunity to contact Rich Peachy, he contacted us with a question that changed everything. And he asked if we would consider going to the EFCCM head office in Langley for orientation and interviews. And my first response was, absolutely not. Because what does this mean? for me, saying yes to go to the orientation interviews was saying, okay, God, I am willing to go where you send me. And there was really a part of me that really wasn't willing to go. But we are going now.
After weeks of prayer and searching scripture, along with seeking spiritual advice from close friends, we were sure that our answer should be, but we were still trying to find a way out. We felt like Jonah running from God at times. It felt like every message spoken from the pulpit was directed at us. One Sunday in our church, Bill Taylor, ironically, who was also from the EFCCM, he was speaking, and that was the day we knew that we had to commit to Langley. What Bill spoke on that morning directly applied to our life, and we knew we would be stepping out in obedience and out of our comfort zone. And God gave us peace in this.
So September 3rd, we loaded up our van with our four kids, and we drove out to Langley. And for us, we had people that had offered to take our four kids so we could just go by ourselves. And we just really decided, and we're prayerful about it, and, you know, if this truly was God leading us away from Steinbeck and away from our home, we wanted our children to be involved in the process and to feel like they were part of this journey. And they have voiced their opinions that they don't want to go. And at times.
And excited and, other times.
So we're all working through this together as a family. So.
Yeah, after our orientation in Langley, we knew without a doubt that this was where God, what his plan was for us and where we were to be. We received our acceptance letter shortly thereafter when we returned home. Reading through the letter, we knew that life would never be the same and that this was not just affecting the six of us, but was also going to affect our extended family and friends. But we know this is where God wants our family. He wants us to trust and obey him.
And one of our favorite verses is Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart."
We'll now go to the next slide, I believe. Okay, we'll just give some, we are now raising financial support, and if met, we leave for Rio Grande Bible Institute at the end of July for 9 months of Spanish language studies. After language school, we will then travel to Santa Cruz, Bolivia for a two-year term as a career missionary apprentice. We will be joining Danny and Vanessa Beams, as well as Warren and Jackie McCaig, who are already in Santa Cruz serving with the EFCCM. We are excited to partner alongside with them, and we've been emailing and Skyping with them. And it's exciting to just build the relationships with people that are already there and come alongside a ministry that's already needing more people to help out in this way. And we just are excited to share the opportunities for the love of Jesus with the Bolivian people, those who have never heard the good, great gospel. And here are a few facts about Bolivia.
If you would have asked us about a year and a half ago where Bolivia was, we probably wouldn't have even known. So Bolivia lies in the center of South America.
The average temperature is 21 degrees in the winter and 32 degrees in the summer.
It's predominantly Catholic, the religion.
And Santa Cruz is the largest city in Bolivia.
Next slide,
yeah. The languages spoken are mainly Spanish and Quechua.
And the world's largest butterfly sanctuary is there, which our girls especially are very excited.
And who doesn't like butterflies? Butterflies are awesome.
To the butterfly sanctuary.
We're going to speak a little bit about the ministries we'll be involved with. Both Shannon and myself will have opportunity in different situations. So we'll go with the next slide again. There. Okay. The name Agua Yuca comes from the Spanish and Quechua words for water. More than 40% of Bolivia's population lacks access to proper sanitation, and 37% lack drinkable water. Agua Yaku is an evangelical free church of Canada missions project that teaches simple, inexpensive water well drilling techniques and other appropriate technologies that improve the health, welfare, and economic production of rural families and communities. Next slide. Project activities are springboards to developing long-term relationships with community members. And as Christians, the first and foremost part that's important here is that we share our message of hope and salvation found in the gospel of Christ, and we're just excited to do that.
Next slide, please. This is what I'm going to be involved in. By the time we get down to Bolivia, all our children will be in school. They will be attending the Santa Cruz Christian Learning Center. And this home, the Ruth and Naomi Transition Home for Girls, is a home for girls who graduate from the orphanage at age 18. For the girls that have no place to go, some of them are pregnant, and this is just a safe home for them. And we build relationships with the girls and tell them about Jesus and mentor them. They're taught practical life skills. Right now, I just learned they're making jewelry and selling it in the local markets. And from what I hear, they're getting very good at it. So I'm looking forward to being involved with that. And the girls are taught to become financially independent when they leave the home. And Project Agua Yaku and the Women's Transition Home, I'm also going to be able to be involved in an orphanage. And these just fit our God-given gifts and talents and abilities perfectly.
Yeah, my background is right now I'm actually worked for the city of Steinbach, the actual city, and I run the water treatment plant. So I have a lot of
For the last
knowledge.
14 years. So.
14 years of knowledge in Waterfield, and just to know that I can use that gift and ability, and this is where God has called us. It's all melded together and exciting to know that this is where God's leading, and we can use our strengths for that to glorify Him and just to share share His great news of Jesus. Well, now I'll just show a little video, and this is how some of the wells are drilled in rural communities. They can't bring a drilling rig into the areas. It's too expensive, too remote. So this is just one of the ways that they actually will drill a well in Bolivia. I'm going to cue the video.
It's nice, dirty work.
Yes, it's a little bit different than what I'm doing, but it's in my field, but it's still exciting. To be able to do that. We'll go through some prayer requests now.
Pray that we learn the Spanish language quickly. We've actually just finished a three-month course in Steinbach, a Spanish course, and so that was a good little intro to the language. So it is very important that we do learn the language because that's all they speak out there.
Pray that we could find great renters for our home. We'll be leaving our home for the first term and being, just pray that the right people will come to that, and it's we're just even seeing it as an opportunity maybe to bless someone else. And if that right renter can come, we can be able to bless them and say, take care of our house for us.
Pray for our family that this transition would go as smooth as possible, especially for my mom. My mom's having a very, very difficult time with the thought of her four only grandchildren leaving. And so my mom's making it a little bit more difficult on me than she needs to. So please pray for her and me.
Please also pray for our financial support to come in so we can leave for language school in July. We really feel God's calling us to leave in July. It's a little better for the children. They can attend school instead of next January. If the funding doesn't come in, we know it's on His timing, and it would be next January. We just defer the school. We've been signed up for the school already, and we just are waiting for that. And as we just speak at other churches, we know that God will provide that, and it's just exciting. We're currently at 38% right now, and yeah, every time we just get to meet people, we are humbled by how This is the first time we have to do faith missions, and we're just humbled to know that it's coming together, and we just have to trust.
We've been kind of used to supplying our own needs, kind of in a way, He's had a job, but yeah, I always said, I'll never be a missionary where I have to raise support, and so now, God, never say never, because here we are, here we are. Please pray for spiritual, physical, and emotional protection over our family.
Yeah, and we just ask to pray for the Bolivian people that we'll meet, and we are doing that, starting to do that now. It's just realizing that they'll be open to hearing about Jesus and the plan of salvation. It's exciting to know that God is preparing the hearts of the people that we'll be meeting and being able to come alongside of. It's just, there are people out there that will become very close and dear to us, and some of them won't know Jesus as their Savior, and just to be able to share our joy in that and bring glory to God.
And also for people to join our prayer and financial support teams.
Last slide.
Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. Leaving a secure job and our home and family and friends sometimes makes no sense to us. But God doesn't ask us to always understand, but He asks us to trust and obey, and that's truly what we're doing. On our way in, we were listening to CHVN, and the speaker was talking about how God sometimes confronts your biggest fear And that's truly what is happening here. God is confronting my biggest fear by leaving home and the comforts of home. So.
Yeah, we just thank you to be able to come alongside and partner with us and have us here for this opportunity to share how God is working. We have a sign-up sheet in the back for everyone who would like to receive our newsletters and prayer request updates for email even. We just love to keep in touch with people and be able to just send that information to them saying this is what's going on. And we have prayer cards. And yeah, thank you again for having us here. We've been truly blessed to be able to come alongside of you and just worship with you.
Thank you so much.